Welcome. You're listening to the Fly Fishing Journeys podcast, live from the Fly Fishing Show in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Fly Fishing Journeys is proud to be broadcasting live from the event and having great conversations with many of the finest fly fishing and fly tying experts in the world. You can find these podcasts posted to our website, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and Facebook. To stay up to date with these and other Fly Fishing Journeys adventures, please be sure to follow and subscribe. Here's your host, Rob Giannino.
When you see young men making such a positive impact with our sport, and more importantly, our community, that needs to be highlighted as well as commended. Carson and Wyatt Angeli, along with their dad, Paul, have created a fly fishing YouTube channel called Happy on the Fly. It focuses on the two boys enjoying fishing, on-stream tutorials, and fly tying instruction for youth and beginners alike. More importantly, the boys are active with their local Trout Unlimited chapter and work as streamside mentors helping veterans on the river. Very cool. I am proud of these two young men and was honored to interview them. You can follow their YouTube channel at Happy on the Fly. Speaking of YouTube, we are excited to announce that we have started a vlog. Along with our podcast, video blogs, or vlogs as they say, will be a huge initiative for Fly Fishing Journeys in 2020. We have several already recorded and in editing. The first episode is live and it's Monster Brook Trout of Labrador. The next episode is dropping soon and we're really excited about it. It's Iceland for Ice Age Brown Trout and Colorful Arctic Char. We're coming up on tying season, and if you wanted to get a rotary vise or upgrade yours, check out our friends and sponsor Norvise. I received so many compliments for my Norvise that was on display at the show booth. You can find out about this leading rotary vise at nor-vise.com. Now let's head to the pod.
With names such as Brothers on the Fly, Snow Day, and fly tying tutorials for beginners, Wyatt and Carson Angeli love sharing their passion for fly fishing, fly tying, and just being brothers with their YouTube audience. Carson, Wyatt, thanks for being on our podcast.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And we've even invited your dad, Paul, to be on our podcast as well. But this podcast is for you. But Paul, thank you.
I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Yeah, we saw your videos that you're posting there on YouTube with the boys. And you guys have a YouTube channel and you're making fly fishing videos. Guys, what's that like, making fly fishing videos as teenagers even?
It's the educational part to it, and the part of sharing your adventures on the stream with everybody online is so amazing. I mean, like, with me and my brother, we can show off our relationships and everything else, and then teaching, like, beginners or educating other fly fishermen how to fly fish. It's pretty cool.
Wyatt, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And what is your favorite part about making these fly fishing videos?
Catching the fish in the net.
Catching the fish in the net. Okay, catching the fish, yeah. You know, one thing I was noticing with you boys is one of the things that really wanted me to sit down and talk with you, as I watched your videos, it was the passion that you guys had as brothers. I could sense a real love and care for one another when you helped your brother get into the stream, you know, putting your arm out and helping him walk into the stream without falling. Or for you, Wyatt, sometimes even netting the fish for your brother.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, also, I don't want him to fall either. I would get busted if that happened.
Yeah, your dad, right?
But, yeah, but I really like helping my brother a lot. I like teaching other people, being in nature, practically, just helping them get around and everything else. Also, my brother here, Wyatt, he's been helping me catch my fish. At least he can do something to this fly fishing experience. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he's quite a fisherman himself, I hear. He tends to catch the big ones.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he always catches the first fish, biggest fish, and it's pretty cool.
Now, Carson, Wyatt said he is 11. How old are you? Tell our audience.
I'm 14 years old.
14. So 14 and 11, but you have your own YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Happy on the Fly.
Happy on the Fly. And how did you guys come up with that name?
We created that name because, I mean, like, we're happy when we fly fish. And then also just trying to find names. We got creative, and then we ended up finding out being happy on the stream and also on the fly.
Yeah.
And everything else, like fly tying, fly fishing, and everything else. That's how we originally found out that name.
Okay, cool. Right. Happy on the Fly. I like that. Very catchy.
Yeah, we had a whole big list for the longest time that was sitting behind Carson's bedroom door with at least 25 different names. And as we were going through each of the names, there's so many fly companies and different folks doing fly fishing things. We were starting to run out of names because we'd see the same name. And then we finally came up with Happy on the Fly. And as a family and the boys loving that, it just seemed to just float right off the tongue. And
I love
it. We were surprised that nobody had that name yet. So.
Yeah, no, Happy on the Fly. It's very particular for you, who you guys are. And I could sense that even by spending a little bit of time with you guys. I can sense that you have this passion for fly fishing and sharing these videos with your audience online. What made you, maybe Paul, you can help us with this answer. What made you decide to, hey, you know, let's start this, you know, fly fishing videos?
For me, you know, I've always been fishing with both my boys since they were really little. Carson got into fly fishing, I would say, when he was 10. He's 14 now, so it's been the last 4 years. But when we're out in the water, I just started filming. And I wanted to capture those moments of the boys on the water. And so about a year ago, we put together our first fly fishing film. It was called Snow Day. And it was just something that we just created together. It was the boys had a snow day at school. They were off the day. We shot over to Spring Creek over here in central PA. And I filmed, and it ended up being a great film. And we showed it on Facebook. We got a ton of reaction and a ton of likes on Facebook. And so Carson hit me up and said, hey, Dad, how about starting up a YouTube channel with our videos? And
nice.
And so the family and just people could see.
That's really cool. And you're now, Carson, starting to get into some fly tying videos as well.
Yes. What we decided for our YouTube channel is to educate people of all ages, from young kids to veterans or old people and everything else. I mean, like, just educating them and everything that's to fly fishing, basically.
Yeah. Why? I even forgot to ask you guys, where do you guys live?
We live in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And we live in Port Matilda.
Port Matilda, okay.
State College, Central
Pennsylvania. State College area. And we don't want you to hotspot any of your favorite, like, pools or anything like that. But, Kirsten, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about where you like to go out and go fishing?
Well, what we usually do, we try to go to the nearest place that has the best fishing and everything else. So we ended up, we go to Spring Creek in Central Pennsylvania. We go to Penn's Creek. Usually all the areas, if I'm doing a competition for the National Fly Fishing League, I like to fish those places and practice.
So you got like Spring Creek.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Penn Creek?
Penn's Creek.
Penn's Creek. I haven't fished that.
It's pretty good. They have big fish. You just have to, it's a pretty big body of water. It's pretty deep over there. But when you get deep and you're in the zone where the fish are, you're going to be catching fish like crazy.
When you get in the zone.
Or the depth in the water.
The depth of the water. I thought you mean you got to get in the zone.
Yeah. Well, also you have to get
in the zone to the zone.
Yeah.
You talk a little bit like you maybe have some competition background. I understand you do some competition fly fishing.
Yes. I started competition fly fishing like about a year or two after I started getting into fly fishing. I told my dad, hey, I'm actually excited. So I have this fly fishing thing down. I really want to do this competition thing. And then that's when we decided, it's like, hey, our goal was going to be on the youth fly fishing team. And I was pursuing that. And then I started doing competitions for the NFFL, the National Fly Fishing League. And it's been awesome just experiencing the competition, learning more about people who are, like, competitive and everything else. It's just really educational. I really like it.
That's awesome. So competition, so what do you like most about fishing in competition?
There was always a thing about me where I like to competitive myself against other people that have major talents and everything else.
Okay. So kind of see where you stack up with some of the best.
Like, it's like also the journey of how I'm going to like step up, like kind of like an upgrade in a way. It's like how much
you
did
learn.
I improve or learn or get educated on in that subject.
That's
I
awesome.
I just really like that.
That's awesome. You sound like you're a good student.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Mom. Yeah. Good student. Great student. Okay, Mom's not going to go with good. She's going with great. Yeah, I can tell that you're a really well-educated young man, and I'm excited to talk to you guys about these fly tying videos, because when I saw them, Wyatt, I could sense you guys had that brotherly love. So why don't you tell us about, Wyatt, Brothers on the Fly. Tell us about that fly fishing video. Brothers on the Fly.
Well, that day we went fishing in the spring or the summer. Carson and Dad just wanted to shoot out a film. I was like, okay, let's go. So we went out there, and Carson, he started catching fish, and I was just getting excited more and more. And I just went out there just getting the net, picking up by another. It was just a very, very great day.
It was a great day, huh?
Yes.
And I even saw that, you know, Carson was helping you learn how to fish.
Yes.
Teaching you how to cast and...
Yeah, his main priority. I'm trying to teach him like about the aggression with the fish and everything else. And then I introduced him into streamer fishing. And I was helping him streamer fish that day because it's easier to cast. You can cast and everything. There's a lot of aspects to nymphing too. But I introduced him to streamer fishing to know the aggressiveness of the fish, how powerful it is, the excitement, you know, the suspense and everything.
Yeah.
When the fish is chasing after your fly or something like
that. Oh, so the streamer, you see the fish coming after the streamer.
Yeah. I was guessing that why I would get into it because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, definitely. That's how I got into it, too. So that was basically it.
And then maybe even teaching him how to nymph fish a little bit.
Yeah, I started teaching him how to nymph fish. He's trying to get the aspect of the techniques, the casting and everything else, like a tuck cast or trying to get in the bushes or something like that.
You know about the tuck cast?
Yeah, I've been practicing that since I was beginning to fly fish around 10 or 11. But I really like it because, well, basically, you're getting down in that water where the fish are. That's basically where you want to be.
So your nymph drops quick on the tuck.
Yeah, that's like the main priority of where you're trying to catch the fish. It's not like about your fly or anything else. It's about the presentation and what you make to that cast and that drift that you're trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
So
tight line.
Yeah, ure nymphing. That's the technique I was using.
Yeah. Does the tuck cast help you ure nymph?
Yes, it's a little bit more difficult with all the leaders that usually use long leaders instead of fly line.
Right.
With the fly line, you can understand how quick and how the depth that your fly can get in the water. But with the ure nymphing, it's like you're all tight with the leader and everything else.
So it's kind of two different things.
Yeah, you feel more of the bottom where you're like if your flies are like bumping on the bottom,
yeah.
That's what you want. But I like the tight line and the ure nymphing because you can really catch more fish. You can get into areas where you can't do the fly line part.
Right.
But also the fish don't see your line as much too because it's so much thinner than the fly line. So that's why I like ure nymphing and the tight line techniques.
Yeah, you're very proficient at it. I don't know if you show any of the ones that times you're not catching fish. When I'm watching your videos, you're catching fish the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the magic of editing, Dad, or what, but these guys do a good job.
One of the things that the boys have been asking me to do is in future videos, just to show the day in the life that not every angler gets out there and catches that biggest fish. Sometimes the fish are small, and sometimes you just have a great day out in the water with your friends and family, and you don't catch anything.
Yeah.
So we'd like to show that down the road, too.
Yeah. It's not always about the catching.
No, it's about spending time with your family and enjoying the sport. That's basically it. That's why I love the sport so much.
Yeah. It's about the journey.
Yes, definitely. Definitely this journey.
Well, good. So you guys are out there kind of mixing it up in this Pennsylvania area?
Yes. Well, we started doing that, and then we decided, hey, we should go to other areas. And that's when the USA clinics started helping us go into other places like New York, for instance, and North Carolina. And then we started, well, we originally lived in California, and we fished over there a little bit with a fly rod, but not too much. We usually do like deep sea fishing or something like over there.
Yeah.
But the fly fishing aspect, I really like. I mean, I heard that Pennsylvania is like the best area.
Yeah, it's good.
And I totally agree with that. But that's why I really like fly fishing over here.
How did you start fly fishing, Wyatt?
Because of Carson.
Carson.
Yep.
You look up to your big brother?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
He likes the creativity part of the fly tying and the excitement of when if you hook into a fish. Why it's like, oh my gosh, you got one.
Yeah.
And then something has to happen, but that's all about the learning part, about catching fish and the education part.
Yeah. And so how many videos do you guys have right now on your YouTube channel?
We currently have 8 videos.
8 videos on Happy on the Fly.
Yep.
Some of them are about, like, Brothers on the Fly and then Snow Day, which you talked about. And then you have some instructional videos. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your fly tying instructional or your tutorial videos?
So about the fly tying videos... I started that because it's really easy. I have my fly tying room in the basement, and we can easily go there. At least you're not outside in the cold, freezing outside and everything else. So I thought it'd be easier if you just go downstairs and you can educate somebody on that sport of fly tying. And it was really easy at first. I mean, like, you just capture the videos of what you're using, if you're using hackle or something like that, for example. And then... it was just easy, just doing the fly tying thing. You could just go in the basement and then start fly tying, love the sport. And then also at the same time, you can educate somebody. That's why I like it so much.
Have you started fly tying yet, Wyatt?
I have, but I never got I haven't got too serious with it.
Okay.
You were tying a squirmy wormy.
Yes.
Yep, that was your first one you started tying, huh?
Yep.
Okay, that's a good fly. That's very effective.
Yeah, it's sometimes I buy flies too. I mean, like if there's a pattern where I don't have the material for it or something, or I don't know the technique, at least I'll try the technique, but usually I'll just buy it from somebody or something like that. But if I know the technique and I know how to tie it and I have the materials, that's when I start tying.
What flies do you like to tie, Carson?
I like to tie like different types of flies. I like, for instance, like you either have your junk flies like the mop or your squirmy wormy or something like that. And then you have my realistic box where I tie realistic mayflies or realistic nymphs that are, or wet flies that are emerging from the water or something. And then I have my go-to patterns. Either it would be...
Hold on, let me get my notepad out. Go ahead. I'm ready. I'm ready to take notes on your go-to pattern.
So my go-to flies are either the turbo midge, because there's always midges happening in the water.
A turbo midge, okay.
Yep. And then...
Do you tie that?
Yes, I tie that. It's
too
really
small for me.
Actually, you can tie in variety of sizes. What it actually does, it kind of an attractor pattern.
Okay.
It's not... Like with the... you have... was it some silver material that you would use that in... Some,
like a tinsel?
Oh, something like that. And then you have... I have some copper wire that I would use, like either on a zebra midge or something like that.
Yeah.
And then... That's my number one go-to pattern. And then my other one is either the waltz worm, or I have my nymphs, either it's going to be a betis or crest bug or sal bug or something like that. That's usually, and I'll just tie different materials on there to attract the fish of what they like. And that's basically it. You just need to make it more simple. That's why.
Yeah.
That's my main goal, just trying to make it simple. Like either you have like a small box for like your home turf or home water that you have, or if you have like a box for outsiders, either you're going to be in New York or North Carolina or something like that.
What piece of advice would you give a young tire, so a young kid or teenager or even a beginner? What piece of advice would you give to a beginning fly tire?
If you're interested, definitely try it out. I mean, there's so many varieties where you can go. Just focus on the path of simple flies. If you're, for example, my dad, he got me a kit, and like it's just a simple kit that I can start learning or experiencing the fly tying, and end up getting hooked into it, and then start tying for my competitive fly fishing. Either I'd use barbless hooks or jig hooks, and that's how I really got into it.
Okay,
so that's my advice.
Yeah, so that's great advice. Tell me a little bit about how you get involved in competition fly fishing. Like if there was a young boy or girl listening to our podcast and they were maybe interested in competition fly fishing, like what are the steps? What do you do? How do you try out? That type of thing.
If they were trying to get into it or they're interested into it, try it out. I mean, like it's not too expensive trying to get into the competition scene, but just try it out. And then if you don't like the competition or the suspension about time limit or what you have, you don't really have to do it. You can go on a route where you can make a career or something like that. Either you can just free fish and enjoy the journey or the peacefulness.
Yeah.
But if you're interested and you already tried it out, go to a couple more comps and then you start getting really serious into this, go for it. It's really fun. You can get educated and really learn a lot about the catching more fish and the suspense and like, oh my gosh, I'm going competitive. Like either if somebody famous is on there, like either like George Daniel or something like that.
Right, sure.
Yeah, something like, it's just, I like it. I really love it. I like the competitive part where it's like you're on a time limit.
You like that?
I really like that.
Do you have to try out for competition fly fishing? I mean, do you have to try out to be on a team, or how does this work?
There's the NFL, National Fly Fishing League, where you just pay your way into the competition, and then you start fishing, and then...
And then you get points.
Like, you get points, definitely.
And then you have to be qualified or something? If you earn so many points, you could be on Team USA?
What we do, if you're trying to get in the Team USA, what we do, you first go to comps.
Okay.
And they'll see how you're improving in your comps. And then they have this big event where all the youth kids and or either you want to be on the men's team or on the youth team, there's a big competition.
Yep.
And whoever gets into one second or third, they'd usually go to the world team where they go all over the world, either in Czech Republic or someplace in Europe or usually everywhere around the world.
Right.
Even below that, they'll decide if you catch a lot of fish, they'll usually put you on. Also, your attitude toward either you're not getting frustrated, they'll probably notice that and they'll decide whoever really wants to be on the competitive side and who wants to be in the future.
Is it your desire to be on Team USA?
It's my desire to actually make my own company, fly fishing company.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. Yeah, that's basically what
Happy on the Fly or a different fly fishing company?
Maybe Happy on the Fly, or maybe we'll find a different name, but that's technically my goal. Like, kind of on the business side in a way.
What type of company about? Tell me about this company.
Well, we weren't really started on that, but my dad is teaching me about business, either like trying to make profit or either like if you're trying to own...
I'm still trying to make profit. Aren't we all trying to make profit, is it?
Well, basically what my dad is teaching, if you own a business, what you need to do and what you're basically obviously trying to make profit.
That's, yeah, sure. Yeah. Very important.
Yeah.
Tell me about the company. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to have like fly rods? Are you going to do a travel business?
Everything. Just like...
You're going to be a one-stop shop for fly fishing, huh?
Yeah. It's going to be like either like similar company to like Orvis or Sims or something like that.
Oh, you want to be a product manufacturer?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to have apparel and equipment.
Mm-hmm. Like just simple equipment, flies, either if I tie them or somebody else ties them for me, or you would have the waders, the boots, or like technically like Bass Pro Shop or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a huge aspiration. I congratulate you. I mean, you got to have big dreams.
Thank you.
You know, if you don't have dreams, you don't have a vision.
I do have a vision.
If you don't have a vision, you're not going to make it. So there's even a saying, without a vision, people perish.
Right.
So if you don't have a vision, you can't get to where you want to go.
No, because you can't see the future.
You basically can't see it. Yeah, you have to have a goal.
Yep, exactly.
So I'm excited that you have a goal. What about you, Wyatt? What do you want to be when you grow up?
That is a very hard question. Now,
yeah, like I'm only 11 here.
I'd like to be an archaeologist, paleontologist, maybe a geologist, a zoologist, or just...
You love the sciences.
Yeah.
Some type of ologist.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Somewhere that I can work in Australia.
Well, I will encourage you to come by tomorrow. Oh, you aren't going to be here tomorrow. But I will get you the podcast for Tom Gilmore. He actually was in charge of the Philadelphia Zoo for 5 years.
Very neat.
Yeah.
Very, very neat.
I think one of the things I challenge the boys all the time, both my wife and I, was, you know, we're so supportive of all their fly fishing and helping them. I know Carson's really excited to one day join the Youth U.S. team on fly fishing and be able to represent the country. But at the same time, we challenge him too to say, hey, listen, you guys, we'll teach you some skills. I have a business and background, you know, a background in business. And I said, hey, listen, I'd like you guys to challenge yourselves. You know, let's see what you can do with your YouTube channel and maybe... Like you said, you know, we'll start off with apparel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And work our way into learning about the business as they go into high school to figure out what type of things that they like doing and possible educational and career tracks for that.
Yeah. Well, I could tell quite quickly as we connected through watching their videos online is that you guys are like a fly fishing family. And, you know, that was what I really wanted to bring out in the podcast is that you guys are doing awesome stuff. So I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm proud that you guys are doing this together as a family, like a fly fishing videos and fly fishing together as a family, because that's obviously leading into many other things like business, you know, ideas and profits and maybe science and learn how to be a paleontologist or one of the ologists that you mentioned a minute ago. Yeah, so to do this together as a family and to learn and be part of that journey together is really awesome. So I congratulate you for what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
So before we close, Paul, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background in film, because I think that's kind of the passion that the boys are catching here.
Right. When I was going to my undergraduate school, I got into filmmaking and animation, and it's something I've always done sort of as a side hobby, side hustle. I enjoy watching it. I love to fly fish. I love to fish, but it was such a joy to watch these guys on the water.
Yep.
For me, it's just sort of cataloging their upbringing and them being on the water.
Yeah.
And it's led into different opportunities for myself to do different, go on different video shoots, to film different wonderful fly fishing anglers out there in our community and besides these guys. It's just a pleasure as a dad just to sit back with my camera in hand and watch them enjoy the outdoors and watch them fly fish together. It's just such an awesome experience and something that we can put together in a small little video and be able to watch as they get older one day. We can sit down and watch. And if it helps other people in the process, I'm all for it, to help beginners get out there and share the joy that we love of the outdoors and fly fishing with others besides ourselves. So it's good. It's awesome.
That's the coolest. What do you think about your dad for kind of pushing you along this way?
Oh, he's awesome. I'll tell you that.
Yeah?
I agree.
You both agree that your dad's awesome?
Yes.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So that's so cool. Well, guys, let's stay in touch because I want to know more about your adventures and maybe we can go on an adventure together someday.
Cool. All right. That'd be awesome. Sounds very good.
Before we close, Carson, tell us a little bit about the Stream Size Mentorship Program that you have.
Originally, I started being in the Trout Unlimited program at Spring Creek for the veterans. And then when I started getting really good on the competitive side, I decided to myself, hey, I should start being a Stream Size Mentor, helping the veterans fish. And I love it. I love educating the veterans and the Trout Unlimited team, being more kind of like getting an upgrade, I guess. And it just, I love it. It's just very educational. I learn from the veterans or the stories that they have and everything else. And then I just love them when I help them catch a fish. It's so cool.
You've helped a veteran catch a fish?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time you do that?
Yeah.
To the Streamside Mentorship Program?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is awesome. I mean, there's nothing more commendable than helping a veteran catch a fish.
Yeah, thank you.
That is really great volunteer work that you're doing there.
Thank you.
As part of your Trout Unlimited program?
Yes, Spring Creek Trout Unlimited.
That's fantastic. That's great. I'm glad you guys are doing that stuff. So before we close, Wyatt, I want you to tell everyone about these awesome tweed hats that you have.
Well, we went to California for last Christmas, and we got our tweed hats.
We were visiting family, so.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Carson. And
he's got it.
Okay.
We got it for our aunt, and from then, we just love them.
Yeah.
They're just sort of different from
the warm.
Warm.
It keeps us warm.
Keeps your head warm.
Yeah, that's the main point.
Well, good. They're great looking hats, and I'm happy you guys have them on here at the podcast. But you know, we have some friends at Buff, and you know, we want to encourage you guys, and we're gonna get you a couple Fly Fishing Journeys hats. So we're getting those made, and we're gonna ship those out to you as well.
Cool, thank you.
All right, thank you.
But these are some hats from Buff, okay? And these are cool brown trout hats.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you can wear those out in the water and enjoy it. And we'll probably get you guys some of these masks here too. These neck wears and the Buffs. Buffs are cool, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. So I want to get you guys a couple Buffs, and we're going to send you those and maybe some gloves and stuff. So we're going to get you set up with some Buff equipment.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. So we want to stay in touch with your YouTube channel, and so does our listeners. Can you tell everybody watching and listening how they can follow your YouTube channel?
You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, also on YouTube. You can leave a comment. And yeah, that's what we have right now.
On YouTube, it's just Happy on the Fly. Same with Facebook. But on Instagram, it's happy_on_the_fly. Or
Happy underscores underneath instead of spaces.
Yeah, yes. So the underscore is on the Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah, well, cool. Yep. Guys, thank you so much for being on the Fly Fishing Journeys podcast. I want to encourage you guys at what you're doing. It's an amazing to see that you guys are out in the water filming this stuff. What's next? What's the next video? Have you come up with the next idea?
Me explaining what my tactics on fishing or on the stream. That's going to be
okay. So like an on-stream tutorial.
Yes. Definitely.
Well, we will look out for that. Do we have a name for it yet, or are we still working on the name?
We're still learning on that. We're going to pick it soon, but we're still trying to figure out the name for it right now.
Well, we will stay tuned to Happy on the Fly on YouTube Facebook.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks for being on the Fly Fishing Journeys podcast.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Fly Fishing Journeys with your host, Rob Giannino. To be notified of new episodes, subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Podcasts. You can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. For past episodes, check out flyfishingjourneys.com. Fly fishing is a journey, and we're glad you're on this journey with us.